You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. This is a show of upbeat, up-tempo pop rock songs. Sometimes they're both upbeat and up-tempo in the same song, so double your listening pleasure. Let's get today's show started with a track from Sloan off their record 12, as it's their 12th record. This one here is called Right to Rome.
Right to Rome, path to pavilion, follow the light, should you sail away.
I own him.
Yes, Jill Barber from Fool's Gold, and that there is called To the Last, like good to the last drop. It's like a tea commercial or coffee, or I don't know, maybe it's a down to the last spy, because it's very James Bondian too, so maybe it's good to the last 007. Yeah, I'm reaching. Before that, we heard a track called Lester by Crowded House. It seems like it was maybe a little bit of a demo written by Neil Finn. It appeared on Crowded House's Afterglow record, which was after the first iteration of the band and the most popular version of the band had folded things. They had some leftover stuff. So he cobbled together alternate versions of songs that were well known and some of these demos and stuff and put them out. And this song is clearly about his pet dog, Lester. And Lester must have dashed out on the road and had an encounter with a vehicle. And, you know, maybe it was nip and tuck if he was going to survive. And Neil was saying, you know, if you pull through, I won't play around with you just because I own you. There's a bunch of playful lines in there. He calls Lester the chief of security and so forth. So a very playful song, actually. And, of course, pet owners world over can relate to songs about their pets. And we started things off with Right to Roam. That's from Sloan off their record 12. And Sloan being Sloan, don't you think, oh, well, that's a pretty uninspired title. Well, it's not their most inspired, I'll grant you that. But it has 12 songs on it, too. So it's their 12th record. It's got 12 songs on it. It kind of works. I wonder if they're going to release it. I wonder if they did release it at noon, maybe on the 12th day of the 12th month of, no, I'm sure they didn't. But if they could, they would. That's the kind of band they are. I'm going to keep things going. I've got a sort of a little bit more of a funky set going on. Odd funky songs, all in all. We're going to end the set with Skin and Bones from Heart. That's off of Fanatic. And then before that, we'll hear Frankenstein. Ooh, should be a Halloween song. Lenny Kravitz. And that's got a very kind of odd funk structure to it. And we're going to get things started with Indestructible by the Fratellis off of In Your Own Sweet Time, which in my family means you're not moving fast enough, right? In Your Own Sweet Time. This is the Fratellis here on Your Candy.
Out amongst the Wait a minute, let me catch my breath. I tell you, darling, you will be my death. You wrecked my cool and then you tore my dress. I'm gonna put you under house arrest. You wait until there is no one home. You take my glasses and you hide my phone. You bring that trouble out from parts unknown. And you ain't nothing but skin and bones. Yeah, yeah, skin and bones. You hurt my confidence with sticks and stones. You wanna handle everything I own. And you ain't nothing but skin.
Skin and Bones, that's from Heart, off a record called Fanatic, as in people who are in love are love fanatics. I think they have a song, I think that might even be the title song of that record. Anyway, Skin and Bones, love that one. And before that, we heard from Lenny Kravitz off his record Strut. Yeah, there's a guy that knows how to strut. He's got the rock star strut. We heard Frankenstein, and we started things off with Indestructible, that's the Fratellis. Scottish band led by John Lawler. They all go by the last name Fratelli. John Fratelli, I forget the bass player and the drummer, but they all went with that Ramones thing. Yes, that's what I was trying to get. The punk band, the Ramones, Joey Ramone and so forth. They just, you know, everything old is new again, I guess. Anyway, Scottish band with Everything in Their Sweet Time. I think that's their sixth record. Yeah, I guess they're best known for a song called Chelsea Dagger, which ironically doesn't appeal to me. You would think that the song that everyone loves the best is going to have universal appeal, and it just doesn't do anything for me. But I guess it's sung in soccer stadiums in the UK like crazy. One of those anthems, definitely an anthem and paying a lot of bills for the band. But I like the Fratellis. I like a lot of things they do. They're very much a pop rock band. And John Fratelli doesn't, he's not pretentious. He doesn't make out that his songs have deep layers of meaning. Oftentimes they're just silly rhymes. He likes the feel of it, and he chooses words for the rhythm and sound and cadence of the words, not necessarily trying to write something deep and insightful and terribly emotional. So it's great stuff. I love that kind of writing. Okay, we're going to play something that's a little more left field, definitely a little different, which I like, from an artist named Carolyn Rose. And we're going to hear a track off her record Loner called Money, as in, everybody needs some. It may not be the thing that will make you happy in and of itself for sure, but in this world that we live in, everyone needs some to get by. Yeah, this is Carolyn Rose, Money, here on Ear Candy.
He didn't do it for the man, didn't do it for the world, didn't do it for the high-powered supernova. He didn't do it for the war, didn't do it for the beast, didn't do it for the... Sex, didn't do it for the law, didn't do it for the... I did it for the money.
be loving you. Never in my wildest dreams would my dreams come true. You're just too good to touch. I can't discuss it much. I get too choked up. Don't wanna make a scene. Never in my wildest dreams. Dreams would I roam this land, sail across the seven seas. I'm a hard luck man. I know where my purpose is. It ain't on some pilgrimage. It's wherever my baby is. My love supreme. Dreams. Walk in the cold, cold wind, carry my laundry bin, take my rags for a spin, watch daytime.
Never in my wildest dreams. Dan Auerbach off of Waiting on a Song. He of the Black Keys fame. And before Never in My Wildest Dreams, we heard I Wanna Be Your Lover. The title is actually I Wanna Be, but Your Lover is what comes next in the lyric. That's the Paper Lions out of PEI, just a single that they released many years ago. And Money, Carolyn Rose off of her record Lonely. And she's got that kind of thing in the chorus, too. Or I keep thinking if you're a fan of The Simpsons, you'd be thinking that sounds like she sampled Nelson. Like the guy, the kid Bart's age that always goes, uh-huh, always teasing other kids, always making fun of their plights. Yeah, where, you know, you fall in a mud puddle and he goes, uh-huh. Well, the chorus kind of has that sound to me. I kind of think, I'd love to ask her if that's actually, if she used a sample, or if not, if she just was inspired by that, or if it's just total coincidence. It might be the latter. You never know. Okay, we're going to just roll out three more. A couple of rock songs, and then something a little more gentle. We're going to start with the title track to the Beaches record, Late Show. Yeah, you want to go to the Late Show? The Beaches do. Here we go, On Ear Candy.
You wanna go to the light show, so we can bust her. check, the only good one that he ever had died. I gotta live and let live, I gotta learn to forgive. You know that everybody's got a right. But there's evil all around in this broken damn city. It's a 24-hour fight, yeah, yeah.
Still in Hollywood.
Oh, wow, I'm so happy I'm here right now.
Still in Hollywood.
My mind, I'm running on a reel and I don't know why.
Still in
love. I'm born.
From Nerveless, that is Daniel Romano and Bored Enough to Love. I didn't realize that boredom was the requirement, that you had to have a certain threshold of boredom to love. But now that I'm in the know, you see, this could have changed my entire direction in life if I had known this as a young person. So if you are young out there, remember, make sure to hit that threshold of boredom. It's sort of like the threshold needed in Back to the Future. I forget what the DeLorean had to go at, but Doc said 88 miles per hour, something like that. You have to hit that threshold. Before that, we heard It'll Chew You Up and Spit You Out. That's Concrete Blonde. The only song that Concrete Blonde ever wrote and sang that featured the words Concrete Blonde, a title, a band name given to them by something that Michael Stipe of REM said after hearing some of their music. He said it sounds very Concrete Blonde. And then Jonette Napolitano, the lyricist and main writer for the band, apparently just threw it in this song, which you can find on a collection called Still in Hollywood. And here's a little fun fact. Jonette Napolitano, who played bass in the band, she is from Hollywood. She was born there. You see, most people in the American dream, and by proxy, the Canadian dream, I guess, if you talk about the star-making machinery, you move to California, you move to Hollywood, you strive to be in Hollywood. But if you're born there, and it ain't that nice, at least not for everyone, all she could dream about was getting the heck out of Dodge, getting out of Hollywood. So I find that kind of interesting. I think that's a common thing, right? The place you were born in, there's at least a period of time, if you don't leave forever, there's a period of time where you want to visit other places, live somewhere else, and maybe then you come to appreciate your hometown, or maybe you just go, I love where I've moved to, it's the right fit for me. I think there's a time in everyone's life, though, when they are looking to try something new in terms of their locale. That's what I think. I'm Mark O'Connor. I might not have mentioned that since the beginning of the show, and the show is Ear Candy. I think I've mentioned that a few times, but it never hurts to repeat it every now and then. We're going to probably have time for at least two more songs, maybe even three. I'm not quite sure. We're going to play something from Partner. That's a maritime band. And they have a record that I really favor called In Search of Lost Time. Hey, we've all lost some time. And if you've been abducted by a UFO, you might have missing time. You might have more lost time than a regular person. But everyone's got some lost time, you think. Where'd the time go? Have you ever heard that expression before? And we're going to hear a song called Creature in the Sun. You know, it reminds me of, I don't know, a lizard basking in the sun. Going to the beach and just laying in the sun. And just soaking in the rays, even though we know it's bad for us. Put some sunscreen on. Do it safely. But just laying in the sun and basking in the sun. So this is called Creature in the Sun, Partner in Search of Lost Time. Yeah, I think we got time for two or three more. Let's see how we do.
Just like a creature in the sun. song is a promise. If a man is just his song, and the song is beyond us, how they make it up. Innocence in depilation. Eventually, it can let you down.
His song, according to Feist, off her record Pleasure. Before that, we heard Creature in the Sun from Partner off their record In Search of Lost Time. Okay, we're going to play a gentle kind of lovey song. It's called S.P.S, not SOS, but SPS by Kasabian off of their record titled 4813, 48 minutes, 13 seconds. So we'll play that, give you a couple minutes of that on the way out for the show. And, oh, this is a time I don't like because we're done for another week. you'll have to come back, but you know what to do, right? Same place, same time, right? I'll see you all next week. This is SPS from Kasabian here on Ear Candy.